What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 39. It's been several months since I've done a podcast episode, but I wanted to come back on here and throw a new one down. I'm driving home right now for my kids' flag football practice, and I'm actually headed to do my first ever paid workshop slash webinar, if you will. I'm taking a new strategy that I'll want to share with you today, see if it works. All right, so the strategy I'm using is instead of doing a free webinar to attract as many people as possible, we've done a lot of these things where it's like, hey, we're gonna do a free training and we're gonna teach you these three things, get people, you know, teach people stuff, get them excited about whatever we're learning, and then at the end be like, hey, if you want to do this and go to the next level or do this seriously and, you know, whatever, more than just an hour, you can buy our course. The good thing with that is you attract a lot of people. The bad thing with that is you can also attract a lot of freebie seekers. So it's not the best for, you can build a list of interested people that can eventually become buyers. But I want to test out the paid workshop version, because if you do that, you can offset your ad costs. So you can charge anywhere from, I signed up for one the other day, it was like $7. So you can do that, at least offset some of your ad cost as you're doing a webinar. The second benefit is it puts people on your call who are truly interested in the topic and interested enough in it that they're willing to invest some bit of money into it, whether it's $7 or $30 or whatever. That just eliminates a lot of the freebie seekers that would never buy anything that you're selling anyways. So I'm interested to see where this goes. We sold this workshop for $30 a person. And essentially what it is I'm helping people do like a crash, cram, study session for one of the hardest sections of the FAA's drone exam. So it's all about like reading airspace maps, and they're called sectional charts. So I'm going to teach people that, and it's not going to be any type of fluff or like, oh, mindset shift or this, none of that stuff that you a lot of times do in a normal webinar. It's just like, all right, cool, here's who I am, let's get into teaching. And you actually teach them something because they paid to be there. You know, a lot of times in webinars, you're teaching them about an opportunity or about something they didn't know before or something else a little looser. But this, we're like, all right, you need to have like an actionable thing you can use by the time you leave. I like to do that usually anyways, but this is a little different. I think you can understand. So I got about 70 people right now signed up, $30 a person. That's about $2,100 in revenue just from the signups. And then what I'm planning on doing is no like hard pitch or anything on the call. I'm just going to say, hey, if you are studying for this test and you want to get like a comprehend, you know, this is definitely going to help you. The workshop we're doing, it's definitely going to help you, you know, knock out some of the hardest parts of it. And if you're using other free resources, hopefully this can like put you over the top on what you need to know. But if you do want to get like a comprehensive study, you know, program with like practice tests and simulations and videos, and we're gonna have like the audiobook in there and the ebook and flashcards, all this good stuff. I'm gonna say, hey, you can get that. And what we're gonna do is kind of offer our normal like discount that we would if we were doing a promotion, but plus I'm going to credit them the $30 they spent on the workshop. I'll say, hey, listen, I'll just take that and I will put it towards the purchase of this course, so you don't feel like you're paying for something twice. So that's my plan. I have no idea what the conversions are going to be like on a typical webinar. Let's say if I have 1,000 people sign up, maybe 300 people will come live at some point. And then of those 300 people, maybe we'll get, you know, I think the best we've ever done is like 30% or 25% conversion rate, which was pretty high. It's usually more, let's call it 5 to 10 or 15%. So, you know, if 300 people are live, 30 people will buy. This, we've got 70 signed up. I'm assuming not everyone will come live. Some people knew that they were going to miss the time and they just wanted the recordings. So, you know, let's call it 50 people show up live. And if we convert 10%, that's 5. And I think we're going to charge like $120 per course. So, you know, that's not like a ton of money, right? It's another 500 plus another $600 on top of it. So, you know, we'd eke out like $3,000 on this workshop thing. But the nice part is once I have the workshop done, I have a recording, I could chop it up and I could sell it as like a mini workshop, and I could sell it for maybe a little cheaper since it won't be live. And some things I've seen other people do is they'll say, hey, you can buy just the recording for like $7. You don't get any worksheets or you know, extra help for $7. Or you can then upgrade and get the workbook to go with the recordings for an extra $20. And then, oh, you can get this, you know, you can kind of choose how much help you want with it. So the mini course that I bought that talked about mini courses, did that in it. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll upgrade to that. That makes sense. So, you know, we'll see how this method goes. Could be a good way to have people start off with a very small intro offer, since our kind of cheap, well, we have cheaper offers of like, you know, ebooks, audiobooks, that kind of stuff. But this would be like some type of video course offer, even though it would be more of a simple workshop, for a lower price point to kind of bring people into our world, hopefully getting them listening to our podcast, reading our emails, develop a relationship with them. And if they want to do more with drones down the road, whether that's start a business or, you know, learn some skills for their career or join our community, that's great. So that's the whole goal, is try to provide value for people as they progress down the journey of using drones. So that's the plan. I'm almost home. Webinar starts in 47 minutes and I still have more slides to put together. So nothing like last minute pressure to get you to finish things. Oh, one other thing too, if you guys are wondering, like, how do you do this? What's the setup? So I'm using Webinar Jam. I've linked it to Stripe, a Stripe account. So basically you go to Webinar Jam, you click sign up, it takes you to Stripe. You pay through Stripe. Stripe automatically kicks you back to Webinar Jam to finish your registration. Then they're in that way. That's how I collect payment. Webinar Jam will automatically send out any necessary reminder emails. And the way I'm teaching actually is I'm creating everything in Google Slides. And then I'm leaving space for myself to write. And I'm doing a black, all the slides are black with white text. I'm leaving space for myself to write. And once I'm done with the PDF, I am exporting it to, or I'm exporting it to PDF from Google Slides, bringing it to my iPad in an app called Notability. So Notability lets you write on top of PDFs, annotate things. I can do it with my Apple Pencil. And so I'm going to use that as kind of my slide deck, and I'll manually kind of scroll through it. And I have my Apple Pencil, so as I, because I need to illustrate some things. So I'm going to draw a little bit and circle things and zoom in on maps. So I kind of need that interactivity. But the way you do this on a Mac, at least, is, and this is, I found this to be the case on StreamYard, any streaming software. I was having a hard time, like, I need to write stuff down as like a shared screen. But if you take your iPad and you plug it into your computer, I have a Mac with a USB-C cable that can do data. It can connect to your Mac, and then what you want to do is you open up QuickTime. I found a YouTube video about this. QuickTime, new movie, and then you select the input as your iPad, and it's going to let you like record the iPad, but you just don't hit record or anything. It just brings your iPad up as like another kind of like input device, and it shows your screen. Well, then, and now it's an open QuickTime window. Well, now you can do share screen inside of Webinar Jam, and you just select the QuickTime window, and it pulls that up, and it shares your whole iPad screen, and now my face is down in the bottom corner, and everybody sees my iPad, so I can scroll through my slides, I can draw on the slides as I need to, I can illustrate things, I can bring up a quiz question, I can they can see that on my slides, and I can pull up the answer options for them in Webinar Jam. They can click which question they think it is, and once it's done, I can show who guessed what, or not who guessed what, but what percentage of people guessed what, and I can reveal the right answer. So I'm hoping to make it a nice interactive experience for people, not just kind of like death by PowerPoint. So that's the plan. I've only got 45 minutes left, so I'm going to go, but wanted to throw a podcast update in here since I hadn't done it in a while. And I always say I want to be more consistent with these, but then I get busy running my business, and then I forget, and yeah, no, we're back at square one. So hopefully I'll be more consistent, but not going to make any promises at this point. If you're still listening to this, I really appreciate that you have tuned in after all this time. Shoot me an email, David, well, you can do me at davygravy.com or David at davidyoung.xyz. Hit me up. Let me know that you listen. It'd be nice to know that there's people out there on the other side getting something out of this. If not, I'll continue to speak even if into the void. All right. Adios.